Rex Flake, you are a geophysicist and an engineer for the Pacific Northwest Geodetic Array, and you also consulted on a National Geographic special that aired on Wednesday called Mega Quake. And essentially, the question there was, could the earthquake that happened in Japan happen here in the Pacific Northwest? So what is your answer?
Oh, most definitely it can. And I think something that we learned from the Japan earthquake was the magnitude could even be larger than previously expected.
What do you mean by that?
Most people didn't believe that the plate in Japan could generate such a large 9.0 earthquake. And so there's been a lot of rethinking going on here in Cascadia. If the entire plate interface were to rupture and make a quake, we could be looking at a 9.5.
A 9.5 earthquake. Remind us what the orders of magnitude mean for earthquakes. How is that determined?
Well, it goes up, with each order of magnitude. So the difference between an 8 and a 9 is 30 times the amount of energy. I think another thing that is really astounding and that we learned from the Japan event was they had meters of offset measured on the ground surface. They have GPS showing up to 5 meters of ground static displacement, equating tens of meters of slip along the plate interface. The thing that we're learning here is that plate slipped down to 75 kilometers. If that were to happen in Cascadia, the 75 depth contour on the Juan de Fuca plate is roughly underneath the front of the Cascade Range, meaning slip would occur all the way underneath the Greater Puget Sound area.
In other words, if there was one of these mega quakes and it occurred similarly to the quake in Japan, it wouldn't actually hit at the subduction zone, which is off the coast, but actually could cause the most damage right under some of those population centers in Washington.
Yes, for sure. The slip would occur underneath the Olympics and underneath the Puget Sound. The Cascadia subduction zone, like any other subduction zone, is the only place on the planet you can generate these size of earthquakes. San Andreas, down in California, is a transform fault. They have more frequent earthquakes of lesser magnitude, so their preparedness level is higher, yet the risk of a larger earthquake is lower. In Cascadia, the risk is higher, but much more infrequent, so the prepared level isn't there. You know, we're not as prepared because we don't experience earthquakes on a weekly, monthly, or yearly basis.
Geophysicist Rex Flake, let's talk about one of these mega quakes hitting the Pacific Northwest. Give us a picture in layman's terms what it would look like, what it would feel like if one of these 9.0 quakes or even the 9.5 quake that you described were to occur.
One of the main things that you worry about in an earthquake of this size is how far away you are from it. What substrate, meaning what's the ground condition you're on, and what building structure are you in? Those three things play together. And the fourth parameter would be how long is that shaking? What we've experienced with these megathrust events is there's prolonged duration of shaking. The Japan event, I believe, was around 5 minutes. You get that long duration of shaking, and it damages buildings at the initial onset and then continues to have lasting damage such that failure could occur in structures. I think what we'll see here is a little different in Washington than what they saw in Japan, because we have older buildings, our seismic codes aren't as stringent, and all of that will play into what we would expect during a Cascadia megathrust event.
Of course, tectonic plates are always moving, and earthquakes are just a part of living on the planet Earth. We can't accurately predict when a quake might occur, but we can look at the geologic record and make guesses as to their frequency. Of course, these megaquakes happen on the order of centuries or millennia. So what can we do with this information, knowing that a megaquake will occur in the future? Should people change the way they live at all?
Well, we don't want to live in fear. That wouldn't help anything. The earthquake cycle is a natural part of the Earth, and in fact, it's one of the life-giving cycles of our Earth. By bringing natural gases and creating our atmosphere, and the continuous recycling of geologic material. What we can do is know that the threat exists and be prepared with our building codes, with plans, in response. And another thing we've learned from the Japan event is even if we design for tsunamis, we need to maybe have a factor of safety because we're not entirely sure how large that tsunami would be. For example, in Japan, they were prepared for a tsunami, just not one that was 15 meters high.
Geophysicist Rex Flake, engineer for the Pacific Northwest Geodesic Array, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem, Isaac.